Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we're talking about Into the Woods, Season 2, Episode 17 of this Gotham Talk podcast. Yes, we're playing catch-up, so I know we're a little behind, so thank you so much for being patient. I was a little under the weather, so now I'm back. And we're going to talk about Gotham, yes. You can call in at 347-637-3821. We're here Friday night talking about Gotham for the next half hour. You can reach us also on Twitter at Gotham Talk, all one word, and also on iTunes. And thank you so much if you downloaded this podcast already. Much love, much love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we have a, wait, guess what? We have a caller. Let's see who it is.
Detective Matt Gordon, what's up?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Matt Gordon. Hey, guys. It's your co-host, Matt. What's up?
There you go. How's it going, Matt? How's your Gotham night going?
It's going over good over here in Gotham. I still love so much Batman v Superman. Fuck those critics right there. Fuck them. I mean,
wow,
geez, what they say... What they say about the movie is terrible. You know what? Every time I go see it, it is just amazing. Every time I walk out,
yeah,
it is just phenomenal. I mean, you just can't stop crying at the very end. Jeez.
I'm with you.
Jeez.
I'm with you.
It was just so damn good. Okay,
all right.
Gotham
so
now.
About Gotham, let's see, Matt. Let's go to this week's title is Into the Woods. This is where we see James Gordon, you know, he's a free man as he tries to clear his name.
It was good.
Give us your favorite moments of this episode, Into the Woods.
I did like the way in how he finally solved how to clear his name. Barbara is back. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The crazy bitch
Cray-cray.
Barbara is back. I don't know. What is she going to do this time now that Lee is gone?
Cray-cray.
I didn't think she'd come back. I thought she was dead, but just in a coma. Now what Doctor Strange is going to do to her?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I also did like the scenes with Ed. That was amazing. All the scenes with Ed. And he finally got arrested. He's now in Arkham Asylum.
It's pretty much the start of the Riddler, full throttle.
Yep. And let's see, what else did I like? Seeing more Bruce Wayne. Young Bruce Wayne was finally back. And I hope they're finally done with the whole thing with him and Kat. And they got the back computer up and running, finally.
Oh, wait. When you say Kat, you mean who?
Catwoman.
Selina? Yeah, okay.
Selina, yeah.
Okay.
I hope they're finally all done with that. And this way, Bruce starts to act like a kid and grow up, and they just wait till the right moment when it's the right time for him to become Batman. Because right now, we got the DC movieverse going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Really great. And you know what? What I like about Gotham is they stick to their gritty. I mean, this episode,
I like it,
like,
too,
no,
that way.
No different than any other.
Mm-hmm. And with Penguin, gosh, those scenes were intense, you know, after the father's funeral. And his family was making him do orders. And he even fed his dog poison. That was
creepy.
It was a great episode, but creepy. That night. I mean, it was a great episode. And Gordon
really,
just keeps
really
on
really well
killing
written.
It
was really well done. I like it a lot.
And then I really like that captain on Gotham, the guy who plays him. He was in Fantastic Four, the first two crappy Fantastic Four films.
Yes, Michael Chiklis.
But he does way better as the chief captain on Gotham. I like him as the captain.
Sure.
And trying to think what else happened.
He's done a really well done job.
All the Ed scenes were my favorites, especially when they finally caught him and how he was doing some twisted turns.
Well, let me read a quick synopsis of Gotham Into the Woods. Here we go. James Gordon continues to flee the law as he tries to clear his name. When Gordon secretly approaches Edward Enigma, he quickly deduces that Enigma framed him due to Enigma's suspicious behavior. Enigma electrocutes Gordon into unconsciousness, but Gordon awakes
as
preparing to kill him. Gordon asks Harvey Bullock and Selina Kyle to report to the GCPD. Gordon follows Enigma into the woods, where he is going to destroy evidence of Kristen Kringle's body. Enigma admits that he framed Gordon as the GCPD eavesdrops on the conversation. They arrest Enigma before he can kill Gordon. Enigma is placed in Arkham Asylum. Dun, dun, dun! Finally! Nathaniel Barnes offers Gordon his job back, but Gordon declines as he has other matters to deal with. Barbara Keene is released from Arkham Asylum after she stops showing any sign of mental illness. Following the death of his father, Cobblepot is bullied by his stepfamily. However, when he discovers that they killed his father, his former self returns, and he murders his stepfamily. Very dark.
Ooh.
Very
awesome. That part was crazy.
We saw two villains just rising, and that's the Riddler and the Penguin.
Yeah, that was crazy. I really want to see
what else can you say,
villain.
Right?
I thought it was very dark and gritty, and then we did see some more body parts too. I mean, why can't the show go without one single body part in the episode? Like you always say, hey, dude, don't eat anything.
Like the prop house.
I know my girlfriend would not like the show at all, because there are certain things I know my girlfriend doesn't like. She would not want to watch the show. But like you always say, don't eat anything while you're watching the show. Especially when there's a... Remember, like you always say, don't eat anything as you're watching this show when you see a dead body part.
Yes, do not eat, because it's just vomit. It's Vomit City.
Yeah, but still, I thought it was a great episode.
Yes, me too.
Great episode.
Okay, so Matt, let me ask you, you did give us some favorite moments. Let me ask you, is there anything you would cut out? Probably like less body parts, maybe.
Yeah, less body parts, and trying to think what else here.
That's brutal. With his stepfamily.
Yeah, and those parts too. And when his family was throwing things at him, that part was weird.
That was weird too. It just seemed really awkward. Whole situation.
And I just don't get the whole thing with Penguin's family right now. I mean, I want the story to be about the Penguin again and how he becomes
the King of
Gotham. Well, I
think that's where we're at now. I think that's where we're at. He's now alone again, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
For his,
all alone, and
for
he's
his
not
liking.
With Butch and all that.
Yep, yep.
Because I
mean,
remember
did he end up getting the money from his dad, or did it go to the stepfamily? I forget.
Probably, I think, to the stepfamily.
Oh, okay. I guess he doesn't get any now that they died, right?
No, now I think he's poor, so I think he'll go back to Arkham and get more treatment from Doctor Strange. I bet.
Because eventually they all snap, just like Barbara Keene. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Dr. Hugo Savage has on Barbara Keene. What do you think his plan is?
What? You said Hugo Savage.
Oh my God.
you mean like Randall Savage from Legends of Tomorrow?
Right. I'll do like this mashup.
Yeah. Doctor Strange. I wonder what
Doctor Strange
and how Barbara's gonna. Yeah, I wonder what he's gonna do with Barbara when she snapped, because we know how crazy she's
yeah.
gonna be. Cause
what do you think is
Monday
his
night,
plan with her?
Gonna use her on Gordon, because in the preview for Monday night's episode, she knocks on Jim's door to say she's better, and they're gonna try
right.
to get together again.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Say Jim, no.
Well,
no,
that
no.
makes sense,
because
now the doctor's gone without a baby, so he's not like obligated.
Yeah, now she's not too crazy to go after Lee, so it's in a way it's a good sense that Lee's gone.
Man, Barbara
and
Gordon
safe.
Has gone through so much.
She needs peace to just be
yeah.
not so crazy anymore. I mean, just get back
yeah.
with Jim Gordon, get over it, let us fans get over it, and let them be happy. And maybe Jim just needs to go on a long vacation with Barbara.
Remember that rumor a while back that people were saying that she was going to be the next Joker?
Yeah. She would have been perfect, because I remember the whole crappy shit in the beginning of the season with this whole
yeah.
Galavan shit I didn't
yeah.
care for with Barbara, crazy
horrible.
Barbara. I hated
horrible.
That. It was terrible, the whole thing with the
horrible.
The villains. The only thing
yeah.
I did like in that arc was Jerome. That was only the best part in that arc with the whole Theo Galavan arc. I just didn't like Barbara
yeah.
all that much in the whole Theo Galavan shit storyline.
What about this? Whatever happened to Galavan's sister? Have they mentioned her lately?
She's been with Butch this whole time.
Yeah, but they have nothing new, right?
No. They're planning
yeah,
something.
I don't think
I
remember.
Secretly partners right now. I think she'll come back
okay.
at some point, either going to Arkham
yeah.
or
no,
going with
sure.
Doctor Strange. I think with Strange, because right now Strange is the big bad. I hope we see Mr. Freeze soon again.
Do you think in the finale they'll bring pretty much all the villains out for show and
yeah,
tell?
Yeah, because yes. I think Strange is going to unleash an all-out war over Gotham with the freaks and the villains all over the place. I would love to see that. Like Gotham.
Yeah, I would love to see that
apocalypse.
Too. Kind of like a big battle royal.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Just to see how crazy Gotham would
be.
He
currently has the Mr. Freeze, which I want to see more of. Which villain
yeah.
do you want to see more of, Matt?
I like to see Bane. I heard they're gonna do Clayface. Isn't that coming
Ooh.
Out?
Oh yes, I heard that too. Yeah.
I want Scarecrow to come back.
Oh yeah, he was a good one.
Remember they did kind of like the origin story of Scarecrow. I kind of would like to see Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter. Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm trying to think what other Batman. The villains there are. I don't know any other Batman villains.
Yeah, well.
Poison Ivy. I mean, like she's Ivy needs to.
Poison
to,
Ivy. Yeah, she's already there. Yeah, she's still a kid.
Yeah, I think that's about it for me. But
yeah. We haven't seen
Bane
Poison Ivy
be
in
next
a long
big
time,
one.
Actually.
Yeah, Bane would have to be the next big one.
Yeah.
I think all
right, cool. So, Matt, let's open the floor to you, since you're the only caller tonight. Anything you want to talk about Gotham?
This episode was awesome. Great twists and turns and great plot points with Penguin's family. The actor who plays Oswald Cobblepot does such a great job every week. I would love to have him call in on the podcast sometime. I think that'll be
yeah.
great one day.
I think
and
so
I
too.
Say the guy who plays Ed, Benigma, does so good, and he did a great performance this week. He is truly the guy to play the Riddler. I mean, forget Jim Carrey. Just totally forget about him. Throw away your
oh,
Batman
yeah. forget
Forever
about
DVD.
Yeah.
Just just
so cartoony.
Just trash it. It's so cartoony. But man, Gotham is just such a great show and a great series. If you're a fan of Batman mythos and villains and Arkham Asylum and Doctor Strange, watch it. Just watch it. It's a great cop show. Also, to be advised, if you're a cop TV fan, and it is just so awesome.
Yes, I agree.
That's all I have to say.
So I'm reading an article here that it looks like there's going to be someone coming back. It looks like Hugo Strange is finally bringing someone back, and here's what's happening. It says here that Dr. Hugo Strange is saying that Galavan is coming back from the dead.
Oh, no. Not seriously. No,
just,
I don't want
just when you were saying we don't want more Galavan, here you are bringing him back from the dead.
Well, let's see what he wants planned this time. I bet Revenge on Gordon.
Yeah.
I wonder what big end game Strange is going to have. I wonder if we're even going to see Ra's al Ghul on the show. Not that on how they did Ra's al Ghul on Arrow, but a totally twist and turn Ra's al Ghul on Gotham.
Yeah.
That
well, they're saying that it could be Theo Gallivan, who was shot in the head, or Jerome, who was shown grinning in the rigor mortis, or even the Org took a bullet into the brain. But Strange has proven himself capable of incredible, terrible things. So it looks like
that's going to be bad.
Fish Mooney has also been preserved and got in Arkham, so she might be one of them too. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is going
to
be getting some
here,
crazy
to see
stuff.
Who Hugo Strange might bring back in Resurrection in some form of or another as Patient 44. Tune into Gotham on Monday at 8 p.m. All right, cool. Okay, Matt, if you don't have anything, I think we're going to wrap it up a little early. Coming up next is The Flash Talk. So if you're a fan of The Flash Talk, definitely head on over there. So we're going to be talking about that. And also, remember, we do have a hotline. So if you want to call in and leave us a message, please do. That hotline number is 206-203-0308. Again, that number is 206-203-0308. Yes, and that's the Supergirl, Batman versus Superman / DC Talk hotline. And Matt, tell people how easy it is to call the hotline.
It is so easy to call in, like right after you go see Batman v Superman, just call in.
Yes, we're
we don't
still
know
taking
how much
calls.
Longer. We don't know how much longer it's going to be playing with Captain America and X-Men coming out next month. But screw those movies. I'm still going to go see those a few times, but still, Batman v Superman is it right now. Number one in my book. Can't wait for the Blu-ray. I hope it comes out in a few months. All right, guys. Can't wait for Flash Talk next. Cool.
Great. Thank you, Matt. And have a good night.
Yeah, you too, man. Bye.
All right.